Hello and welcome to the Money Nerds Podcast, where owning a calculator, budgeting your money, and having a net worth is actually cool. I'm your host, Whitney Hansen, and each week I'll be chatting with inspiring people to learn their secrets to financial success. Now let's dive into the show. Okay, guys, it's official. The holidays are here. I know we've had a couple episodes in the past talking about the holidays and saving money, but it's so important that you take this very seriously because I've seen so many people self-sabotage this time of year. They do really great with their financial goals, and then they get to the holiday season and stuff goes downhill fast. So I wanted to share with you 7 tips to staying on track during the holiday season. I think it's crazy to me to think about how much money we spend on gifts and just on what we think is going to be a memorable time. And honestly, we kind of focus on the wrong thing. It's not the gifts that are going to cause the memories. In fact, that's not it at all. It's about your presence, not the presents. And I think that's such an important concept to remember, that even if you're going through the holidays, the people that truly care about you, they don't care about what you're bringing for a gift. They care about hanging out with you, just being present with you. That's the stuff that means the most. From a financial standpoint too, the average family plans on spending $1,007 in 2018 for the holidays. Just over $1,000. Now think about this. Most people in America cannot cover a $1,000 emergency expense if it got thrown at them. It would really cripple them financially. So if you're having a hard enough time covering a $1,000 emergency expense, should you really be spending $1,000 on the holidays? I mean, that's up to you to decide. I don't know your financial life, but what I can say is there's better ways. And with these tips, you'll be able to stay on track and not sabotage your entire financial life. Tip number 1, set your budget. Seriously, you've got to set a budget so that you know exactly what you're working towards. So many people do not do this and they have no idea how much they're actually spending. So set your own budget. It can be $200, it can be $1,000, it can be $5,000. Frankly, I don't care, as long as you have a number in mind and you know exactly how much you plan on spending. So for me personally, this year, my entire budget is $200. $200 will cover my family gifts and then getting Tony something awesome. And of course, Patrick. I always have to get Patrick like a little Christmas stocking with dog bones and toys. It's so cheesy, I know, but that's just what I like to do, okay? So set your budget for Christmas. And then the second tip is to not let your emotions take control. This one's a tricky because anytime we go shopping, we just want to look and see what they have. We want to see what kind of deals are going on. That's when we get ourselves into trouble. So if you are an emotional shopper and you already know you're probably going to be emotionally shopping, set some barriers in place so that it doesn't ruin you. So leave your debit card in your car or leave it at home or give it to whoever you're shopping with temporarily so that you have to ask for your money if you want to make a purchase. It sounds cheesy, but it's enough of a barrier that it helps you really prevent some impulse shopping. And then ultimately you can refer back to your budget and you can see if those items are going to help you achieve your overall budget or if it's going to push you over. So just be unemotional when it comes to the shopping. Your goals that you set before the holiday season, remember those? Maybe you wanted to pay off debt. Maybe you wanted to get rid of that credit card once and for all. Or maybe you wanted to hit a savings goal where you had a certain amount in your bank account. Whatever the case, don't get so emotional that you forget about those goals you were working towards. You set those goals when you were hopefully unemotional and you were in the right state of mind and you knew that this was going to better your life. So keep that same frame of reference and that will serve you so much better, I promise. The third tip that I have is to set the expectation now. I know I've talked about this a lot on my social media channels, but it's really critical. A lot of times we feel guilt. We feel guilty if your friend, your coworker, your parent, whoever gives you a really amazing gift, and then you feel obligated to give that gift back. But if you set that expectation, if you tell everybody that you truly care about, hey, we are working towards a bigger goal right now. We're trying to pay off debt. We're saving for our dream vacation. I'm trying to buy a new car. Whatever that situation is, it's okay. But if you set that expectation, if you tell your loved ones that, hey, money's tight this year, don't expect a lot from me, then that removes the pressure from you, from feeling like you have to give a gift in return. And it does set that expectation so nobody feels like their feelings are hurt if you aren't able to give a certain amount of gift. I think that's really important that you are very, very clearly communicating your expectations and what you can and cannot do when it comes to gift giving. That will take the pressure off completely, and it's going to make you stay on track with your own financial life so you're not sabotaging your overall budget. I personally do this quite a bit. Tony and I will sit down and we will talk about what is our budget this year. And because we prefer traveling instead, in general, we decided that we're going to do gifts that can't cost more than $100. And what that does is that makes it so much more personalized as well, because when you're making it more personalized, it's not tied to a certain dollar amount, then there's no pressure. And if he gives me a gift that costs $200, I'm not like, oh, frick, now I got to go get him something else as well. So it really does remove a lot of that pressure. And I think that's what setting the expectation does, is it gives you permission to stick within your budget guilt-free. It sounds weird, but we all experience a little bit of that guilt when it comes to the holidays. Okay, so the next tip that I have is to do a white elephant gift exchange with your loved ones. Guys, this has saved my bacon so much because there are 6 kids in my family, counting me, plus Tony, plus my brother now has an amazing fiance, and then my mom, and I've got, my sister has 4 kids. So if I were to buy a gift for every single one of just my mostly immediate family, I would be broke. So it's so crazy how much money I could easily spend. Even if I only spent $20 on each of those people, it's still going to add up to a ton of money. So what our family decided instead is we understand that it is a huge financial burden on people. We can't all afford it. And frankly, it's not fair to assume that we can all afford it. So what we do is we do the white elephant gift exchange. So we go through drawnames.com and we will enter, my little sister did it this year, but she enters all of the emails, all of the people's names, all of our family members. And then once we all enter a wish list, which is optional, and then talk a little bit about some of our hobbies, totally optional. I mean, we all know each other pretty well at this stage, but it is kind of helpful to see like what new phases or what new hobbies are people into, just in case they don't talk about it. Then it will send you an email and it will give you an automatic selection. So it's totally anonymous and we can set it up to where it's, I don't get Tony, my brother Shane doesn't get his fiance Kaylin. So it can make it really interesting where you can set those barriers in place and then everybody gets a name and then we set a $50 budget. We say you have to spend $50. So you can't be super cheap and only spend 10. It's got to be 50. But that way it keeps it so it's a level playing field. And ultimately what we've found is the gifts that we get are so much more meaningful, you guys. They are incredible. I have found that some of the gifts that I've received have been incredibly heartfelt. The attention to detail has just been a lot higher. So it's just a lot more personalized. And I really do appreciate that. So if you feel pressured to do gifts for your entire family and you have a big family like I do, definitely go the white elephant route. It makes life so much easier. And then, of course, we talked a little bit earlier about how your presence is more important than any type of gift. And that is so true because what I find is some of the memories that I would prefer to have are the memories where I'm chilling with my family, we're drinking coffee or hot chocolate, we're sitting around the table, maybe playing board games, or maybe just sharing stories from the past. Honestly, that has been my favorite memories. Not, I had so many gifts and all of this material stuff was so great. I couldn't tell you what I got years before. But ironically, I can tell you what white elephant gifts I've received. And so I think it really takes the pressure off of like all of the gifts and all that consumerism mentality and really puts the focus back on what's important. The important piece is your loved ones. Don't forget about that. Now, my next tip is not a sexy tip, but guys, it's so important. You've got to track your spending. So if you have a holiday budget of say $200 like I do, then in that $200 budget, what I would do is I would start to track everything that I've purchased for the holidays and then start to subtract it just on a little piece of paper. How much do I have remaining? So then when you start to spend money, you can see immediately how much dollars you have left in your overall Christmas budget or your holiday budget. And I think it makes it a lot more meaningful because you can start to make those changes beforehand. Before I go buy another Starbucks thermos for my mom, I can start to see exactly how much I have left. And if I haven't bought for my Secret Santa yet, or I haven't purchased anything from Tony yet, I can start to make those adjustments. So it really does help if you're tracking your spending. If you're doing the envelope system, I think this is a killer way to go. So pull that amount out in cash whatever your Christmas budget is, keep it in your envelope, and then every single time you make a purchase, write down what it was and who it was for on the envelope. So you have a basic little budget directly on your envelope. I think that's a really, really good way to go. It helps you stay on track and helps you visualize exactly how much you have left in your overall spending. The next tip is to be super careful of Black Friday shopping. Black Friday shopping is something I used to partake in. I used to be the crazy person, yes, this was me, that would wake up at 3:30 in the morning, go out of my, sometimes even earlier if I'm being honest, go out of my house and then go sit in line at the mall or Best Buy or Walmart or wherever was having the killer deals. And honestly, I don't know what stopped. I think one year I was looking around, I was in line and it was just, there were so many people. We were waiting to get into the mall and people were such jerks. They were total a-holes and they were pushing each other around. I had a girl that was trying to smoke a cigarette right next to me and like trying to like move around so she could drop her ash on the ground. And it was terrible, you guys. I'm looking around at all these people and I'm sitting there and I'm staring at it. And I had this surreal moment where I was like, what is the point? Why are we all waiting to get a somewhat good deal on an item that we truly don't even really need? It's so ridiculous how much that consumerism mentality is grilled into us throughout the holidays. But that was my moment where I said, no more. I'm kind of done with Black Friday shopping. And once I started to look at the financial impact as well, I started realizing when I was Black Friday shopping, on average, I was spending $300 over Black Friday. That's it. That's so much money. And honestly, it wasn't even going to anything great. It was actually usually garbage stuff. I was buying cheap DVDs because they were on sale. I was buying a really cool t-shirt because it was cheap and it was on sale. The whole thing was I thought I was saving money. I thought I was making my money go further, but I was actually buying crappy quality and not really getting great things. So it was kind of a different moment for me. The other thing to be aware of when it comes to Black Friday specifically is this whole concept of derivative models. Now, what this means is a lot of electronics specifically will have lesser quality and lesser, models. It's specifically created for Black Friday shopping. So basically what that looks like is maybe you find a killer deal on a TV. It's like a 60-inch for, I don't know, $250. And you see this and you think, what? This is an amazing deal. I've got to purchase this because it's so cheap. And I didn't really need a new TV, but $250, I could definitely use one. So you go to the store, you get in line, and you get that lesser quality model. You think it's the full version. You think it's a great quality of a model, but it's actually really not. It's a cheaper quality one. And if you're okay with spending your money on cheap quality stuff, that's totally fine. But personally, I like to put my money into things that are going to last a little bit longer. So what I do instead is I wait until, if I'm in the market for a TV or any electronics, wait until after Black Friday and then scour Facebook Marketplace and Craigslist, because the people that bought the newer versions, what they thought was the really great ones, the derivative models, when they purchase those, they're probably likely going to be selling their older ones. And the sad reality is us in America, for us, an older electronics is like 2 to 3 years old, which is so crazy because it lasts so much longer for sure. But they're going to be selling that stuff because they have the new version of whatever TV or computer or camera or any electronic version. So they're trying to get rid of it now. So if you know this, you can use that to your advantage and you can actually go get a really killer deal on whatever model it is that you want for a fraction of the cost. So always search Facebook Marketplace and Craigslist after the holidays because you're going to find some killer deals. The other important piece that when it comes to Black Friday shopping is just be careful of all of the doorbuster prizes. Those are enticing to get you through the door. And then once you're through the door, sometimes they're sold out really quickly. So then they'll put a different thing onto you that might be a little bit more money. So that's one of the strategies they use. The other thing too is when you go to check out from any of the store lines, watch out for those end caps and watch out for those impulse buys. They are positioned to get you to spend more money. That's what the company does. Most stores make a big, huge bulk of their profit during this last holiday push. So you're not walking away getting an amazing deal sometimes if you plan on spending more money. If you're spending more money to get a good deal, you're not saving money at all. It's only making you go backwards. So just be really careful of that. Be thoughtful when it comes to Black Friday shopping. I personally do not believe I'm going to be partaking. If I do, it's very strategic where I know for sure this is the item, this is what I want, and this is what I'm going to go after. So just be careful of all of the Black Friday shopping. It's designed to get you to spend money impulsively. The last tip that I have for you guys is to not put Christmas on a credit card. Right now, promise me you will not put Christmas on a credit card. Do not do this to yourself. If you are having troubles with paying for Christmas gifts, then you might be struggling financially at a bigger level, in which case I would suggest going to a nonprofit or one of your local churches and telling them, I cannot afford any gifts this year, and I would really like to get some support if you offer that for my kids. So that's one killer way to go. There's help for you if you need the help, but do not feel obligated to put it on a credit card. If you have to put Christmas on a credit card, you are overspending and you don't really have the money for it. So if you want to start the new year off on the right foot, don't put it on your credit card, you guys. Just don't do it. It's not pretty. I get emails upon emails of people that do this and don't even realize the implications of it until later. Once they start the new year, they get excited about their New Year's resolutions. They want to set some financial goals and they're looking at it. And now they're carrying even more credit card debt that's costing them a ton of money. In most cases, 18 to 24% interest. It's really expensive. It's a terrible mistake. And honestly, if you're doing it because of a materialistic holiday, that's kind of crazy to me. Save your money. Keep it off the credit cards. If you have to cut up your credit card during this time of year, do it. Do whatever you have to do to make sure that you're not contributing to debt further. Not worth it at all. Now, if you choose to use a credit card and you know you can pay it off immediately, great, do that. But for most people, if they have to put it on a credit card, it's not because they are able to pay it off. It's because they don't think they have the money in this exact minute. So don't just promise me you won't do it. It does not help anybody. And you'll be emailing me come January and feeling like crap because you have all of this credit card debt. I see them all the time. I get those emails. I talk with those people. Don't be one of them. Do not put it on your credit card. Okay, guys, those are my tips to helping you survive the holiday season financially and stay on track. I would love to hear from you. Screenshot this episode and then tag me on Instagram and let me know what tips you're personally going to be using and share your tips with me too. I always like to see what you guys are working on and how you personally stay on track and not let the holidays sabotage your entire financial life. So screenshot this, tag me on Instagram, and I would love to hear from you. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you've enjoyed this special holiday episode, helping you become a little bit more successful during the holiday season. If you've enjoyed it, leave a review and don't forget to share this with somebody that you think needs to hear this message. Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate it. I love you guys, and I will see you next week for another episode of the Money Nerds Podcast. Bye.